It is time to talk Dictionary of Sydney. Nicole Kalmer joins me with a topic ripped from today's headline.
Yes, yes. Very new, very fresh.
But I love the fact we have been in Sydney complaining about buses since time.
Yep.
Well, not immemorial.
Since
you
at least
it.
The 1930s.
Wow.
And, you know, during the 1950s as well. And I thought it's so topical. And last week was also National Road Safety Week, which is also relevant.
I do totally remember that. I do.
And us history people had a lot of fun last week because organisations like the State Records were sharing kind of advertisement, road safety advertisements that were made during the 1940s and 1950s, and they were very funny. And there was one called Alice in Blunderland, which I encourage everyone to go look up. And it just shows people dodging the trams and thinking, I think they just saw trams coming and thinking, no, that's not going to hurt if it hits me. And I don't think they had the same concept of road safety
velocity
as we do today.
I love the idea in 1940s road safety was don't drink more than 4 standard drinks before hopping in a car.
Yes, that's right. And now it's like, don't drink at all.
Yeah.
Just be safe. So, yeah, Sydney's first publicly owned form of transportation was actually the Pitt Street Tramway.
Wow.
Now, that was ran from 1861 to 1866, which is a very short space of time.
That's only 5 years for a public transport.
They had big problems. You know, the horses were having issues staying on the tracks. There were all sorts of problems with the tracks themselves. And then someone got killed, which doesn't really...
Thanks so much for that.
That's right. I just think that, you know, people didn't have that same awareness about vehicles that they do today. Anyway, there were horse-drawn trams, and it operated between Circular Quay and the terminus at Cleveland Paddocks. Now, Cleveland Paddocks obviously no longer exists as Cleveland Paddocks. It's now the area that is Regent Cleveland and Devonshire Streets and Chippendale, Darlington area.
Okay,
all
right, yeah.
They should have kept that name. So the tramway was actually replaced by Sydney's first buses, in inverted commas, and they were actually horse-drawn omnibuses, they called them.
The proper omnibus.
Yes, open-topped as well. And they actually remained the city's main form of public transport until the 1890s, so quite a substantial amount of time. And by 1889, they actually had about 64 of those services running. But of course, the steam-powered train just kind of came I think it was about 1879 was the first steam-powered train service.
Really?
And it gradually overtook that horse-drawn omnibus, which is a shame.
It is a shame.
But it was actually in the early 1900s that omnibus service was still running, servicing areas that weren't serviced by the tramway. So there was still that kind of into the 1900s,
okay,
which is really interesting. But of course the motorized vehicle overtook everything in the 1920s. So new technology, new improvements. Of course, Sydney kind of went crazy for the motorized vehicle, for cars.
I'm sure we did.
And so did the private companies, who could see that there was a commercial opportunity in running private buses to counteract that popular tramway system.
Really?
Yeah. So they saw they actually ran these private buses. And in the end, I think by 1930, there were 219 of these bus services, which just carried millions of people around the city.
219 private bus services.
Yes, that's right. So it was privately owned at this stage. And of course, the government in 1932, so they could obviously see that there was this tension between public and private ownership, and they could see that the trams were under threat, and they established the New South Wales Department of Road Transport and Tramways. And of course, the debate started kind of raging about public and private ownership, and in the end, despite the fact that Sydney's tram network, there are a lot of tram enthusiasts out there, and they know how extraordinary the network was.
It was one
of the best in the world. It was one of the largest and most efficient. In the end, it was beaten and dismantled, and the last tram actually ran in 1961. And so there was, I think it kind of really, it was not just the fact that they thought trams could... that kind of gradual decline, but it was also the fact that the rail network was expanding and the bus network was expanding, and they thought buses could go to areas that trams couldn't, things like that. Yes, there are probably other issues there as well. And so it's just really interesting to see that today we have this issue coming to the front before again. I mean, back in the 1930s, they may not have been talking about carbon emissions, but they certainly were talking about public and private ownership and efficiency and urban planning and things like that. So it's always been an issue. So it's going to be really interesting to see how
this shakes out.
How this shapes.
Look forward to getting some historical perspectives after we know how it all happens.
Yes.
Speaking of historical perspectives, where can people find some articles?
DictionaryofSydney.org.
Thank you very much, Nicole.
Thank you.
We will talk more Dictionary of Sydney this time next week.